Welcome to the NTU podcast, where we discuss everything there is to know about life at NTU, whether that's applying to university or what happens when you arrive here. Today, we're talking about all things Students' Union. So that's our Nottingham Trent Students' Union, which is a part of our university that helps develop our students, support them and also offer them fantastic opportunities. And I've got a fabulous panel here today to help us chat through that. So Jess is our NTSU president and Louise is our president of one of our amazing societies here at NTU. So I'll head over to you both to introduce yourself a little bit more. Jess?
So hi, I'm Jess. I've been at Nottingham Trent since 2020, did my undergraduate. Then I ran for a role as Vice President Education at the Students' Union. And now I'm the President of the Students' Union as well. So making sure that the university is working with us for whatever students may need and just making student life at the university the best it can be.
Amazing. So you know the student experience from both perspectives, which is great for the podcast today. Amazing. Louise, if you want to introduce yourself a little bit more.
Yeah, my name is Louise. I've been here since 2021. I do marketing. I'm on the sandwich course, so I was in placement last year. I've been in FFC since my first year. I was treasurer in my second year and then became president this year.
Amazing. And for those at home that might not know what FFC stands for, it is Funky Fresh Collective, which is our hip-hop society, dance society,
hip-hop and street dance society.
Amazing. Yes. So the Nottingham Trent Students' Union is a massive part of student life at NTU, which is everything that happens outside of your lectures. So whether that's taking part in a society, doing some volunteering work, it's all what really adds into your university experience as well as your degree. Jess, as our NTSU guru, can you tell us a little bit about what Nottingham Trent Students' Union is and how it might be different to NTU?
Yeah, so NTSU is an independent charity. We work really closely, collaborate with NTU on everything that students may need, but we're here for anything that students are wanting from their experience, whether that's personal or academic, just making sure that the experience is the best it can be for themselves and their peers.
Amazing, thanks so much. So if a student came to our campus, you know, they're here in September, they've just arrived, where can they find Nottingham Trent Students' Union?
Yes, so we have facilities across all City, Clifton and Brackenhurst. So it's just down the road from where the library might be or the Newton building. On Clifton, it's the big point. You'll see it when you walk into the campus. And on Brackenhurst, we have a bar and an eatery there as well.
Amazing. And I think we're actually in part of the NTSU building right now. Where are we filmed in situ today?
So we're in the loft. It's our top floor space that we have at the SU. We have everything here from comedy nights to club nights or anything that societies wants to host in here as well.
Oh, brilliant. So this is like an event space as well.
Yeah.
Oh, fab. And what kind of other events do the NTSU put on?
So there's so many. It's all geared to what students are wanting. So whether it's a society or a sports club running anything, we have our Give It A Go sessions, which are usually free sessions throughout the week, which kind of have new and unique trips or skills learning or things like that. So anything and everything that students are wanting, some of which are hosted by our elected officers and some of which are hosted by students as well.
Oh, perfect. So again, fill me in. Elected officers, is this a way for our students to get involved with the NTSU? How does that kind of work?
Yeah, so the executive team are elected officers that are doing a campaign for themselves. People are voting for them on what the students actually want to be put forward. So they run on a manifesto, they do a campaign and they get elected into office on various different positions. There are six positions available at the moment. I myself, I'm president, so I make sure that there is close collaboration with the university and the Students' Union. In my previous year, I was Vice President Education, so I looked at all the education things for our undergraduate students. Basically, any topic that students might need support on, whether that's mental health, student appeals, or anything like that, there is an elected officer that will make sure that the time at NTU is as good as it can be and should be.
Oh my gosh, so NTU or NTSU is run by students for students.
Yeah.
That is so cool, isn't it? Like having that sort of, you know, full circle moment and being able to put back into the university that you had such a great time at. Oh, I love that. It's amazing. So Louise, as our current student, what is some of your favourite events that you can let our viewers/listeners know about?
I think my favourite event this year was definitely Trent Got Talents, where FFC actually performed and we came top three. It was amazing. It's a talent show. You come in, you perform. It's a big audience and like so many different societies and individuals come together in order to like showcase their talents. Unfortunately, we came second, but it was still a really good time to just be in that space. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Second place is great, by the way. Like, that's unreal. I mean, for out of how many acts probably entered. And I love that there's an opportunity there for individual students as well to maybe do something that's outside of their course or a society and just showcase something really unique. Oh, I love that. So Jess, you mentioned then about how our officers, our elected officers are there to support our students. Is that the only way that students are supported? Is there any of the things that students can get involved in from that perspective?
No, not at all. Obviously, you can go to the exec officers, but we do also have an information and advice service. So it's a support service that is completely independent from the university, confidential, trained people that can help you with things such as mental health issues or finance support, anything you might need, academic appeals, for example, or support submitting an extension request. We have our independent support service at the Students' Union that can kind of help where you might need it with support.
Brilliant. That's amazing. So there's so many things for people to get involved in and so many places to go when students need support. But I just want to dive into that a little bit deeper, maybe talk about a few different opportunities and particularly come to you, Louise, and talk all about societies. As when you introduced yourself, you mentioned you were the president, wow, of Funky Fresh Collective. Well, clap everyone. Well done. That's amazing to do alongside your final year. Like such an incredible thing to be able to put back into your society and your, you know, university. It's amazing. So if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about how you got involved with Funky Fresh Collective, maybe a little bit about societies and how you found being part of a society has really enabled your university, you know, career.
Firstly, thank you. Being president is an absolute honor, especially for a society like FFC. How did I get involved? I did go to a Freshers' Fair at the start of my first year. I had a look around and I didn't find anything that really attracted me at the time. So my second year, when I rediscovered FFC, I was like, you know what? This is it. This is for me. I want to join this. Like, I love hip hop and street dance. And I joined. And then I started going to socials, started going to the sessions. And I really felt like these were my people. Like, I came to university in my first time, I was kind of a bit lost. And this society gave me that community that I really needed to like thrive in university. Besides that, I then decided to join the committee because I wanted the society to keep going. I wanted to be in control of it and like have the chance to make a difference and create that same atmosphere for other people as well. Because having that feeling, I wanted to share it, like that sense of community. So I decided to be treasurer in my second year. And then after that, I decided, you know what? I want to spearhead this. I want to make this the best society possible. So I decided I'll be president. And that has been a fantastic opportunity. We've ran so many different open classes that people have been able to come to, auditions, shows like Trent's Got Talent, and we run our own shows as well. So being part of society really just means finding community and then being able to do so many different things as well. And being on committee really means being able to spearhead the society and doing so many different things. Like you can essentially do quite a lot of things. We're running our own workshop this year, which we've never done. We're like hiring professionals in the industry to be part of that. So like the amount you can do in a society is really impressive. NTSU gives us amazing support and they gave us amazing like advice to run these events, and they give us the facilities as well. So if you think you want to be part of society, please look it up on the website. Trust me, once you come to Freshers' Fair, you have a better idea of what societies you actually want to join.
It's such an amazing passion outside of your lecture, because like you say, you have your course friends, your flat friends, and then your society friends just open up to a whole new realm of people. And those that have like that same great interest and same passion as you do, and it just means that you can just have another community outside all those areas. And that really came across with what you were talking about then, and it was so nice to hear you being so passionate about it and your plans for the society. And it just fantastic. Really enjoyed that. So in terms of other societies and how many societies we have at NTSU, do you know, Jess, how many societies there are that students can get involved in? You do. Amazing. It's like you've prepared.
Yeah, so at the moment we have over 130 societies, with things from anime to Taylor Swift, tabletop to rounders. So there's pretty much anything that anyone wants to do, culture and faith, passions and projects, common interest. But, you know, as Louise was saying, if there wasn't something that you wanted to join when you came to the Freshers' Fair, for example, or throughout your year, you can start a society. It's really, really simple. If there's something that you really want to work on or you really want to make a society, you just have to get a couple of people that would be happy to be on a committee with you. you write an application, say why, you know, how it would help the benefit the students, how it would enhance the student experience, kind of what the society would bring. And it'll be a place for you to come together, make those friends, make that community on something that you're really passionate and interested about.
Oh, that's so nice. There's just absolutely space for everything, isn't there? And there's a place for to find your own sort of community and space at NTU. I just think it's so nice that students have so much freedom when it comes to running societies and even starting one up. It's fantastic. So just moving, you know, aside from societies, even though it's such a massive part of life at NTU, what is another way that students can get involved? I know you mentioned a little bit about the academic reps earlier.
Yes, so the academic representation system is kind of headlined by our VP postgraduate and VP education. So all looking after those students in those domains. But students across the board can represent their course and make sure that feedback is getting to the people at the university that it needs to be. You can be a school officer as well and represent your school and work with those course reps within the school to make sure that the faculties and the facilities that, you know, you're studying at are fit for purpose and working for you. And basically just making sure that the academic experience at the university is top notch, because that's why you came here, that's why you're studying, and that's why you're at NTU.
I was actually an academic rep when I was at NTU. Many, many moons ago, my final year. And it is a great experience. You can give back and sort of feedback on assessments or everything. And it's the way to just kind of keep the course in line with what the student needs and wants. And it's fantastic. Give It A Go was another thing that you mentioned at the start. Do you mind talking a little bit more about that as well?
Yeah, so think of them as like taster sessions. You know, you don't necessarily want to commit to a society, but you're interested in what they're doing. They'll put on a session for free, usually, that you can just turn up to with no commitment required, get that taster. If you want to join them, then you can do so at the end, or just kind of no commitment, really. A lot of the events that we do put on are free. You have trips to different parts of the country, for example, whether cultural or, you know, looking at the sites, etc. But Give It A Go is a taster session, and we have dedicated weeks throughout the year, but there's events that the Students' Union host every single week across our campuses that you can get involved with. And just, it's a nice time to just relax and take that time away from studying, or, you know, have that break from being in the library and reading all your revision, etc. So
definitely. And I think if people are a little bit nervous about joining a society, or maybe nervous about trying a new sport, they don't want to commit to it, it's a great way to just have those taster sessions and see what's right for you. So we've spoken so much about the Students' Union and different things to get involved in, but I really want to talk about kind of the benefit that students can gain from being part of the NTSU, and both of you being involved in different capacities. It'd be really great to hear kind of like what you found from being involved with the NTSU. But before we get onto that, Jess, would you mind just giving a bit of an overview of what students can benefit from both paid and unpaid opportunities at NTSU?
Yeah, so our paid opportunities, students can work at our bars, our cafes, our shops, you know, working on the welcome desk, introducing and welcoming people, students, and coming into the venues. It's really good for the students because, you know, it's on campus, it's flexible. We can work around when you need to be at lectures, and you get paid for it, a bit of extra money as well. With our volunteering opportunities, students can kind of, you know, give back to the community, whether that's the wider Nottingham or whether it's just the university, gain that experience that they're going to be able to put on their CV. Network with people, make new friends. So paid and volunteering opportunities are plentiful at NTSU, and there's always something for someone at the uni as well.
So we've spoken so much about community, and that's how you can gain from the NTSU, and that's what you can gain from it. Louise, would you mind if you've got any particular stories or any particular sort of like memories of your time as part of Funky Fresh Collective and how that's really benefited your time at NTU? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, of course. So in my first year, I actually decided to live in a studio, which was not the wisest decision because I didn't know anyone when I came to university. So I was rather lonely in my first term. And then when I joined FFC in my second term, I actually started making friends that I saw on a regular basis. And I'm still friends with a lot of those people from my first year in FFC. Most of them are not in society anymore. They've graduated, moved on to other things, but we still have a very close connection. I meet some of them in London, Manchester, Coventry.
Amazing.
So yeah, you just build a community and you build those friendships within the society, and those friendships stay. Like, you can see them in a random dance class outside of the university, outside of society. Some of us have gone on to join different dance groups around Nottingham, and we meet each other there as well. So it's just a very tight-knit community that you can create, and just so many friendships that you can make, so many lifelong memories that you can make. I remember we did a trip to London once, and that was amazing. I just I randomly was in London and a few of them were there. And then we just went around. We did some dance classes. It's fun to have people around you that do the same thing and have the same passion as you and being able to connect through that.
Amazing. And Trent, friends are friends for life. Am I right?
Yeah. You're all right.
So as we've spoken about, you both obviously have such influential roles at NTSU, but I'd love to hear how you feel like your roles will influence your life after graduation. So Jess, if I can go to you first.
Yeah, so I actually was elected into this position when I had graduated the university. So not that it's a placement, but it's almost like a next stepping stone into the future that I want to go into. I've been here 2 years now. Unfortunately, it's my last year. I have to move, I know, but I'm going back to do my master's at NTU actually. And this role has really helped me to develop my passion in marketing. You know, I'm sitting here in front of a camera, in front of a microphone, learning how kind of marketing and branding has worked. Because I have to run my own brand, I have to help the reputation and the brand of this organization. So it's given me so many skills that, you know, I wouldn't have necessarily got from learning and writing, you know, doing exams and dissertations, but real life experience that I wouldn't have got anywhere else, to be honest. It's a job that, you know, you cannot compare to anything else out there. It's brilliant.
Amazing. And Louise, please tell me how you think your role will influence your life after graduation.
So I was elected as president this year, and that came with so much responsibility. And I think that at first kind of threw me off, but having gone through it during term one and now during term two, I've learned how to like organize people, how to lead people as well. Like being part of such a big and important society, important to me at least.
Yeah,
like being part of that and like being part of building this community with people has taught me like just all the minute things, how to run a social media channel, how to make sure people come to things on time, how to talk to professionals in the industry, how to write a contract. I had no clue how to write a contract.
Oh my gosh, you can show me how to write a contract. That's amazing.
And now I'm here being able to write contracts, send them out, make sure that people are at different places on time, organizing people remotely, setting up meetings. There's just so much that you can learn from being on committee as a society that I can now take into the world of work. Like, look at me now. I'm on a podcast again, as well as Jess said. I do a marketing course. So this is a wonderful opportunity to actually learn more about marketing and expand on my course outside of my course.
A huge win for the NTU podcast today. Well done us. So what do you think your top three skills that you've gained from being part of the NTSU at NTU? Louise, I'm going to go to you first.
Definitely leadership, organization, and time management.
Amazing. Jess?
I'd say teamwork. I'd say adaptability, because you never know what's coming and you have to, you know, change as and when. And then just life experience. It's like nothing you'd ever expect. And it's a brilliant day to day is never the same.
Great answers. So to finish off this amazingly fun episode of the NTU podcast, guys, thanks so much for coming, by the way. I'd just love to hear what your top tips are for students that might be coming to NTU this September, a September in the future, or just at any point at all. I would love to hear your top tips. Jess, I'm going to go to you first.
Yeah, I think for me, it's just kind of have a look at what the SU has to offer. We have so much that I've not even been able to touch on. We've got the trentstudents.org website that you can have a look at all the services and things that we do. Okay. Or if you want to have the daily, you know, updates and fun behind the scenes, check out Trent SU on Instagram. Just kind of getting a bit more of a feeler of what you are expecting to come to when you turn up to university.
Yeah, and while you're there, follow Nottingham Trent Uni as well, across all platforms. Have a great follow as well. So Louise, what are your top tips for students coming to NTU?
My first tip would definitely be go to the NTSU website and look for any societies that you may be interested in, and then run to them at Freshers' Fair. They'll be able to tell you so much more about society itself. And you might even make new friends on the day or at their Give It A Go event. Secondly, I would say if you have any interests or passions, develop them. Start your own society or join one that already exists. You can be president in your very first year of your very own society. So please make sure that you join a society. You'll have so much fun. Trust me. Lastly, follow at Funky Fresh Collective on Instagram and TikTok.
Amazing. So again, thank you so much for joining us today on the NTU podcast. It's been such a fun episode to learn about everything to do with the Nottingham Trent Students Union and also just things that students can get involved in as their time at NTU. So thank you for either watching or listening to this podcast, however you've joined us today, and see you next time on the NTU podcast.